You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. In a week, Missouri voters head to the polls. Among their choices, a new governor. This week, we'll talk with both candidates for Missouri governor. Joining us today, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, the Republican candidate for governor. Welcome back to KMOX.
Megan, thanks for having me on. It's great to be back with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you doing this to inform voters ahead of the election. One of the things I want to talk to you about is some of the things that voters are asking for. In one of the most recent polls, the one from SLU YouGov, nearly a third of your supporters specifically say that economy is the most important issue for them. So let's start off with, if you're elected governor, what specific actions would you take to improve the state's economy?
Yeah, I think it's higher than that number. I mean, I know they said it was a third, but I hear the economy, immigration and economy are the two things I hear the most when I'm going around the state. Absolutely, we are going to be the jobs governor. I've been 35 years in small business, started right there in St. Louis. Dave Sinclair was my mentor and trainer and worked very hard through several businesses in the area, including in mid-Missouri, created hundreds and hundreds of jobs over my career. So being able to sell the state and work with businesses so that they can expand and grow and provide opportunities for other Missourians is a huge priority for me. That's how I made it out of North St. Louis. That's how my family made it out, by having opportunities. And so I believe I'm the guy who can sit there and negotiate and work through those deals and bring additional employment opportunities to Missouri and specifically to the St. Louis region.
One of the issues that voters is going to be deciding deals with minimum wage and paid time off when they go to the ballot and they see that ballot initiative. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. All through my legislative career, I've said, you know, we need to keep government out of people's lives. And now all of a sudden, we're going to start telling private businesses what they have to pay somebody and what the fringe benefits should be. Look, we're in a very competitive workforce right now. And so employers are compensating employees based on the, you know, competition up the road that will hire that person if they don't. So good trained employees who have a good work habit, who are showing up on time and adding to the company's workforce are going to be paid for by the private sector. And I'm very comfortable with private sector determining what those wages and benefits should be and not the government.
A couple other issues on the ballot, including legalizing sports betting. I understand that's something you support, but do you think that the current issue on the ballot, enshrining it in the Constitution, is the best way to accomplish that?
Well, look, overall, I'm not a fan of our initiative petition process. I think it's too easy for anyone to get something on our ballot that changes our Constitution. We've seen it happen several times in the past few years. There's obviously, as you know, several questions on the ballot this time. So I believe as the legislature moves forward, I'm hopeful that they will pass something that makes it more difficult, still allows access to initiative petition, but makes the bar just a little bit higher. Having said that, the sports wagering piece is really a business decision for me. The surrounding states have it. I'm not a sports gambler myself. My family's not. But when the surrounding states have it and we don't, I think we're at a competitive disadvantage. And so being able to offer that option to Missourians, I think, is a good deal.
There's a lot of outside money outside of Missouri coming into that campaign in support of that. There's also a lot of questions about how much money is really going to go to education. Do you have concerns about either of those things?
Well, I do have a lot of concerns about the outside money. We're seeing record money being spent on Amendment 3, which is a horrible constitutional amendment. Over $22 million is coming from the outside to try to pass that, and I hope and pray Missourians will vote no on that. But on the sports wagering, it's in the Constitution. So once it's enshrined in the Constitution, it is going to go to the education system, and thank goodness for Missourians, elected officials won't be able to mess with that.
Since you mentioned Amendment 3, that's the proposal to enshrine abortion in the Constitution. There are a lot of Republican candidates in the state in other races that say that if that is approved by voters, they would work to overturn it. What do you say about that?
Well, listen, if I'm fortunate enough to be chosen by Missourians to become their governor, I'll put my hand on the Bible and swear to protect the Constitution, and I will do that, even if I don't like some of the constitutional measures that have been passed. But I would say two things about that. I think every elected official should always be the spokesperson for the life that can't speak, and that's the innocent life. I'm always going to be a defender of innocent life, and I'll do whatever I can to protect innocent life. I also think if, unfortunately, that amendment were to pass, we need to look at the great resources that we have for young mothers in across the state, specifically our pregnancy resource centers. We have great resource centers, Thrive and other ones in the St. Louis area, that do a lot of really good work with ladies who have questions about what this is going to be about and, you know, how are they going to deal with a child if it was born. So unfortunately, if Amendment 3 were to pass, I would want to also pivot to working with pregnancy resource centers to make sure that we offer whatever services we can to women for their concerns as they go through their pregnancy.
We're speaking with Missouri Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. He is the Republican candidate for governor. One thing that I do want to ask you, if we could have some clarification on some of the statements that your campaign made about the Biden presidency that have been questioned by your Democrat opponent, Crystal Quaid. The Kansas City Star reported earlier this month that your campaign has questioned the legitimacy of the Biden presidency. Do you believe Mr. Biden won the 2020 election?
Listen, I think Joe Biden has been a horrible president for our country, but he has been the president. The Star's report was absolutely wrong. We said all along that Donald Trump had tried to and did hire the best attorneys he could from around the country to defend his position on the 2020 ballot. He was unable to do it. This has been my statement for 4 years. He was unable to do it, and we ended up with a very flawed presidency in Joe Biden. So I'm concentrating now on 2024. I think Donald J. Trump needs to win. I think he'll do the best thing for our country to stop immigration and control inflation and help us with the crime problems we have all across this country. And that's what we're focused on.
If he is not elected, according to the results, would you accept the results of the upcoming presidential election?
Yeah, I mean, if there's some glaring problem somewhere that people find, we'll all know that likely somewhat quickly. But yes, I'm a fan of accepting the results. And again, the only caveat to that would be if there's an absolute egregious problem somewhere within the system.
Lieutenant Governor, one last pitch for Missouri voters to choose you on the ballot.
Well, my pitch would be, especially to my St. Louis area friends and family. I'm from inner city St. Louis, was born and raised with very little in our household, but a loving Christian mother. Raised there in South St. Louis at the Sinclair Ford Agency, have been able to create several jobs along my career with the help of a lot of people. I have lived that American dream, the story that you hear a lot of people have. And a lot of people in our state have also lived that American dream. I believe I'm the guy and it's my time to give back to the state and protect that dream for future generations, for my kids, your kids, and our grandkids, so that they can live and survive in this country. It is the greatest place to raise, work, and live. And I believe that Missouri will continue to be able to provide those opportunities. I would like to be the guy at the helm. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to lead to protect that American dream for future generations. And I think my background qualifies me to do that the best.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for your time this morning and for joining us on KMOX.
I appreciate you having me on, Megan. Have a great day.
You as well.